The Growing Destinations podcast is brought to you by Experience Rochester. Learn more about Minnesota's third largest city, which is home to Mayo Clinic and features wonderful recreational and entertainment opportunities, by visiting experiencerochestermn.com.
I love the fact that we do this show and every episode that we've had this first season that we show it at these community previews, and there is somebody from that community who said, I had no idea. I call this place home, and thank you so much for showing us what our town looks like, things that I didn't know about our city, our community, and what it looks like to somebody who's not from here. So there's always something to experience, and travel is, it's a gift.
Welcome to the Growing Destinations podcast, where we take a deep dive into destination development and focus on a wide range of topics, from tourism and entertainment to economic development and entrepreneurism, and much more. I'm your host, Bill Von Bank. For nearly a decade, John McGivern traveled up and down the state of Wisconsin for a travel program on public television. In 2022, he debuted a brand new travel show on commercial TV. It's called John McGivern's Main Streets and features 13 communities from six Midwestern states. After filming in Rochester, Minnesota last summer, John recently came back to the city for a preview party of the Rochester episode. I sat down with John to learn more about the new travel show and his fascinating career. John McGivern, welcome to the Growing Destinations podcast.
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be here. Thank you.
John, you have a brand new TV show highlighting communities in the upper Midwest. Tell us about the show.
It's called John McGivern's Main Streets. We cover 13 communities in six states around the Midwest, and we shot all of our episodes last summer. So from May through October, we were shooting, and we went all over the Midwest. And it's been airing now for the last 9 weeks.
And that is in 2021.
2021, yes.
So after a decade of hosting a similar show for PBS in Wisconsin, what motivated you to start this new program?
The fact that the old show was canceled was very motivating, I am telling you. You know, we spent 9 years, really 10 years on the road doing a show called Around the Corner with John McGivern. It was produced by Milwaukee Public Television. And 3 years into that project, we were picked up by Twin Cities Public Television, Chicago Public Television, Michigan Public Television aired us. And 5 years into that project, PBS World picked us up. So we were playing all over the country. We were the highest rated show on Thursday night on PBS in any market in the country. So wow. 9 years into this, we were so surprised when the word came down that they weren't going to renew. So 4 months later, we were sitting in my kitchen, my executive producer, who we've been together for 12 years because we did projects before the PBS project. We were sitting in my kitchen and she had the name of a guy who was a friend of a friend whose cousin knew this guy. I swear. And she said,
you got it all straight.
There is a production team in Milwaukee who's been around for 25 years. And I think we should get a hold of the president of this production company who started it, because I know from rumor that he enjoys Around the Corner with John McGivern. And we texted him from my kitchen that morning. And after we sent the text, those small dots started. And it was like, oh my Lord, he's going to answer us back. And in a minute, he answered us back, and we had an hour and a half conversation. And 2 months later, Lois gave her resignation at PBS, and we started the process of creating a brand new show.
So Lois Maurer, she's your executive producer.
She
You've
is.
Been with her for 12 years.
Yes.
And then this company now you're working with is Plum Media?
Plum Media out of Milwaukee. They're celebrating 25 years in the business. We were with PBS. So now talking to somebody about commercial production really was a different language for, at least for me. Lois knew it. She owned a production company before coming to PBS. And so to sit down and create from scratch a brand new show with kind of the same sort of sensibilities and the same motivations that we did on PBS was a really wonderful thing to begin. And then the fact that we're on the air now is kind of remarkable.
Lois must have really liked you, or must really like you to jump ship.
Come on. She loved the fact that it was a brand new project, and that we really kind of she's in charge of that arm of Plum Media now, which is the TV arm, and she's in charge of John McGivern's Main Streets and everything that entails.
Where did the title Main Streets come from?
It's so funny because I knew I was going to talk to you today, and Lois and I were talking on our way up to Rochester, and we had one of the first names we came up with was Someplace Else with John McGivern was the first kind of name. And Lois came into the production office and said, what about Main Streets? Because it really speaks. And then we had the big kind of argument was, is it Main Streets or is it Main Street? So is it John McGivern's Main Street? And Lois was like, I'll make the decision.
She does have executive in her title.
Exactly. So it's John McGivern's Main Streets. And it was Lois's, it came to her mind and she brought it in.
You mentioned Rochester. You're in mm-hmm. Rochester, Minnesota at the Mayo Civic Center for the premiere of the Rochester episode
right.
of John McGivern Main Streets. Talk about that.
This is something that we started with our first season of Around the Corner with John McGivern. We came up with the idea that we would go back and show the show before it hits air in the community that were kind enough to spend, the 5 days that we spend shooting, that we would show it to the people who were in the show. Well, by 9 years into our run, these were huge community parties where anywhere from 500 to 1500 people would show up for these. So we decided once this show that we would do the same, we would go back. So we shot with you. We came here August 29th for 4.5 days.
In 2021.
And so your episode airs this coming Sunday. And we're back in the middle of the week to show you guys the episode that you were kind enough to make with us.
What are the states you're featuring in the program?
Minnesota, 2 episodes. Iowa, 2 episodes. Illinois, 2 episodes. Indiana, 2 episodes. And Michigan, 2 episodes. And seeing that we are based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 3 episodes for the state of Wisconsin.
And 13 communities in total.
13 communities, right. And what we try to do, we try to pick a larger community, and then we try to do a smaller sort of touristy. So you were our larger Minnesota community, and Stillwater, Minnesota, which was, I believe, our 5th or 6th episode this season, was our smaller, more touristy Minnesota community.
I'm guessing every community you visit has some surprises or unique storylines. Tell us about a few that stand out.
Can I tell you about Rochester's?
Absolutely.
I am telling you. So we call this Main Streets. We didn't realize that you really do have Main Streets underground, ground level, and then skywalk. When we saw your subway sort of signs and we were like, we're going to the subway. Okay, I've lived in cities that depend on transportation that is public transportation. So my idea of a subway was not what you guys have. And to be given a tour of what happens in this community, it's really kind of remarkable and really needs to be, experienced to realize that you can make your way in the middle of the winter comfortably all over Rochester. So your main streets are below ground, ground and above ground. That was great.
And the subway is pedestrian subway.
Pedestrian just subway.
To make right. that notation yeah. here.
And the Carillon, there's a bell organ type of carillon, which I have to tell you, I had no idea what it really was. So we talked to Carilloner, who is the guy who operates that. He's one of 7 in the country that has a full-time job on top of a beautiful old building on the Mayo campus. And he plays every day at noon. And as we talked to him, he said, would you like to play something? I'm like, are you crazy? This goes out to your city. So I played Chopsticks for a minute. And I know people were like, what is going on here? So it was great. It was really great.
You filmed the series in the middle of a pandemic. How impactful was that on the filming?
Well, it got to where what was going on rule-wise, law-wise, what were some of the procedures that some of these communities were. So there were a lot of masks that happened in the beginning of our shooting in May. And by the time we got to the end of our shooting, everything sort of loosened up. So we as a crew were certainly, we all knew our status, we all knew our vaccine status and all of that. And we talked about what was comfortable for people that we were talking to. It was trying. I'm kind of thrilled that things are a little more open now and that season 2 has been granted. We start shooting in May again, and it'll be a breezier sort of shoot, I believe.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations on
Thank
season
you.
2.
We're thrilled.
You are also an accomplished actor. Tell us more about your acting career.
Thank you. People know me for my one-man shows. I write and perform one-person shows based on my history, based on my stories. I was born the third born of six kids in an Irish Catholic family in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a bricklaying father and a mother who was a mother. You know what I mean? And we ate meat, potatoes, vegetables every day, a piece of crappy white bread and half a glass of milk because my dad said we were poor. And we lived in the Dairyland state. But it's those stories that I've created four or five one-man shows. I do a lot of corporate stuff. I do a lot of performing arts center solo shows. And I wrote my first one in 1993 and was performing it in Chicago at the Bailiwick Theater. And my second weekend of performance, Comedy Central happened to be in the audience. So Comedy Central gave me a special. HBO gave me a special.
Oh, very cool.
And based on stories that they called... They called it sit-down comedy is what they referred it to because it was funny, but not, you know, it's not a laugh every second. So early on in my writing sort of performing career, I was lucky enough to get some TV work, which really helped at least get me bookings.
What got you interested in acting?
Oh, it's interesting that I was sent away right out of eighth grade. I'm from a large Irish Catholic family. And I tell people that if you look at the history of our family and those that carried the blood that I carry today, there was always a priest, there was always a nun. So right out of eighth grade, I was sent away to a boarding high school seminary in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin and spent, you know, my high school and most of my college and wore the robe and took the vows and after. But through all of that, I was interested in forensics. I was interested in debate. I was always doing something that was presentational. And after I left seminary, I was equipped to teach religion or, which I was like, I'm not sure this is what I really want to do. And I went down to University of South Florida in Tampa and studied acting because I knew that what I had done, you know, high school wise, and I was in plays and I just thought I'll see what I can do. And I've never really ever stopped working.
How do you balance your acting career and your travel program or travel programs, I guess, now with this new one?
It's kind of perfect because can I tell you, we shooting from May through October, through the 1st of October, and I book nothing then. So my focus is all on that, on the show from May through October. And then I always have a Christmas program. I just finished this last weekend. I had two shows. The weekend before I had two shows. I had a week off. I've got something coming this Friday. And it's that solo stuff in theaters anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people. And I just work around the TV schedule. I'm an independent contractor. I don't work for Plum. I work for myself. And I keep up with everything they need me to do around the show, which is these community previews. I know there's a night in the course of 13 weeks that I'll be away from home doing these community previews. And I work around all of that. I'm pretty scheduled. I'm really good at maintaining work and making sure it all runs really well.
Do you have your cities picked out for season two?
We do. Do you want to know them?
I would love to hear them.
I can tell you the Minnesota ones.
Do okay, you yeah.
Winona.
Winona, nice. Nearby Rochester.
It is, yeah. And Bloomington, because we were like, it's not just about the mall. You know, if that's all they know about Bloomington is the mall, then they need to watch our show. So those are our two Minnesota communities.
Great choices.
Oh, good. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You talk about travel in front of the camera for a decade, but where do you like to travel to when you're not in front of the camera?
I also do a little work around people who will sign up if I go on a trip, if they put my name on a trip. So my partner Steve and I have been so lucky because we've been to Europe on river cruises. So we've done the Danube, we've done the Rhine. We're looking at Paris to Normandy next year. And to go to Europe is remarkable. If you would have told me however many years ago that I would have a gig going to Europe and all I have to do is hang out with people or do a show one of the nights, I would have said, you're crazy. My partner Steve and I go to Mexico a lot. I have family in Florida, on the west coast of Florida. My brother is in Sarasota. My other brother is in Tampa. So we spend time down there. If it's warm and it's in the middle of February and we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's always nice to get someplace where it's not cold.
As we think about traveling again, because we've been kind of shuttered for 2+ years. What advice would you give to people as they start to venture out again and visit cities and visit towns and visit other states?
There's always something to experience that you haven't in these communities. We did 117 communities in the state of Wisconsin with my PBS show, and there was always something that I had never seen before. There was always something to find and something to see that was not familiar. And you can find that. You know, I love the fact that we do this show, and every episode that we've had this first season, that we show it at these community previews, and there is somebody from that community who said, I had no idea. I call this place home, and thank you so much for showing us what our town looks like, things that I didn't know about our city, our community, and what it looks like to somebody who's not from here. So there's always something to experience, and travel is, it's a gift.
I noticed you sure pack a lot in a half-hour episode.
We do. We do. Which is why it takes 4.5 days. You know, I love the fact that people are like, it takes you 4.5 days to shoot this show? It's like, it does, because, and as I'll say tonight, these people who were kind enough to be involved with this, who allowed us in their home or allowed us in their business, they come to these community previews, and when we show up at their door, we spend a good hour and a half, 2 hours with them. You know, and 15 minutes into our visit, we hang a mic, and then the camera person puts the camera on their shoulder, and we talk for 20 minutes. And like, we just have we have some time. And then they come to this community preview, they're like, I got a minute? that's television.
That so, is television.
Yeah, we pack a lot, though. Yeah, it's great.
John McGibbon, thank you for your time. I enjoyed our conversation, and congratulations on your new show and the next season of your new show. I wish you much success.
Bill, thanks. It's been great. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Growing Destinations podcast. And don't forget to subscribe. This podcast is brought to you by Experience Rochester. Find out more about Rochester, Minnesota and its growing arts and culture scene, its international culinary flavors and award-winning craft beer, by visiting experiencerochestermn.com.